This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. In the wake of the mass shootings last week in South Carolina, Governor Pat McCrory has joined a growing number of Southern governors who are moving towards abolishing the Confederate battle flag from things like government buildings and, here in North Carolina, license plates. Tom Stevens is the mayor of Hillsborough. He's now likely to be poised with questions of the appropriate placement of the Confederate flag and historical markings in that town, which is one of the oldest histories in the state. He joins me now to talk about it all. How visible is Hillsborough is the seat of Orange County. It has a long history. How visible is Confederate history in Hillsborough?
Well, I would say it is extremely history, or if we're talking about Civil War history. Our visitor center, in fact, is the former headquarters of General Johnson, who, of course, surrendered to Sherman. It had been in place just a few miles down the road. So the impact of the Civil War on Hillsborough is significant. It plays a very big part of our history, both also pre-war and post-war. That being said, one of the things we don't have a whole lot of is Confederate flags everywhere, which is interesting. So I think in one of the things that we're doing as a community is recognizing both the it's not just about the battles, but it was about the people who lived here and what was the impact, and also sort of picking up what was the role of slavery and how did that impact our history.
You recently dealt with an issue at the Orange County Historical Society, which I think kind of highlights maybe what's going on in southern parts of the state right now, and it has to deal with Confederate history. Will you speak a little bit about that controversy?
Well, sure. And so we do not have sort of flags that are visible, but we do have a building that was built on a very important historical corner where a lot of different things happened. But in 1934, it was a WPA project to build a new public library. The United Daughters of the Confederacy raised about $7,000, and of course they got naming rights, and that building, beautiful building of stone, same kind of stone that you see at Duke University and other places right here in central North Carolina, and it says Confederate Memorial Public Library. Well, in 1980, by that time the public library had moved on, become a county facility, and moved down the street. And the historical museum that had been in the courthouse moved into that particular building. And they removed the words public library, but they left the words Confederate Memorial. Recently, they sort of circled back and said, can we remove the signs Confederate Memorial? This is not really a memorial. It's a general historical museum, and we think this is being, we've had some experiences where this has been a barrier for people entering the building or not understanding what this, what our facility really is. And it's, as one can imagine, it created a little bit of a stir for all of us. And the town happens to own the building, so we were called upon in a, you know, or, you know, what do we want to do as a town? You know, do we keep the words Confederate Memorial or not? And we had pretty diverse opinion about that.
For you, as the mayor of the town, the face of the town, the leader of the town, knowing, as you just said, that for some this represents a barrier of access to even entry into the building, I just wonder, personally, what is your opinion? Do you think that it should say Confederate Memorial?
I think that it should come down, and so I feel very clear about that. As it's not serving a purpose there, as you know, it's not a memorial, and it is a barrier to public access. So now we're talking about really processes to. What is it that we want to say about that that corner, and how do we want to remember it as the former memorial? And so as, one thing as mayor, I have my personal opinion, but I'm also in many ways the guardian of let's have a community conversation that everybody is engaged in, so regardless of my personal opinion.
UNC made the decision to change the name of Saunders Hall, which commemorated a Confederate colonel earlier this year. Do you think that we're starting to see a real change here in the way in which, moving forward at this time, Confederate memorabilia, historical, even historical markings, are really kind of changing, the symbolism of them is changing?
There, I think, yes, are. I grew up in Virginia. I've been in the South, and I, you know, remember how I was raised, and it was, in many sense, it was a sense of Southern pride. And I remember getting a Confederate flag, for example, for my birthday on many occasions. And I don't think it was ever said, this, we're doing this so we can hold Black People Day honor. This is a representative of slavery. It was a sense of pride, like you might be proud of UNC or proud of Duke. But that being said, as I got a little older and more mature and realizing from different perspectives and studied history that there's a lot of the African-American experience of slavery and what that represented was really horrendous. And then that's in addition to the flag and Confederate symbolism being usurped by white supremacist groups, both in the whether the South or internationally. And so it has become in many ways a symbol of hate, and you know that does not have any place in for either government or folks who want to have access to the broad base of our community. Our communities need to be welcome to everybody.
Well, I want to thank you very much for speaking with me.
I'm glad to do so.
Tom Stevens is the mayor of Hillsboro. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.